Across Latin America, left-wing governments have been disappointing their people big time. Nowhere more so than Venezuela, whose late president Hugo Chavez was idolized by much of the country. These days, many are furious about food shortages and out-of-control inflation, and support has melted away for Chavez's successor, Nicolas Maduro. Polls now show 70% of Venezuelans want him to go. Opposition leaders hope to make that happen through a recall election. From the Capital Caracas, reporter John Otis has the story.
Blowing horns and chanting slogans, protesters gather outside a Caracas subway station. They plan to march to the National Electoral Council to demand that authorities hold a recall election. But it's a sparse crowd. Shortly before the protests began, officials loyal to President Maduro shut down subway stations in this part of the city. University student Daniel Barrios insists this was done to disrupt the march.
The government is always trying to make us look small. You can see here the subway, and you can see the stations closed. And that's a predicament, you know, because
they need to take the subway.
They need to take the subway to counter this type of demonstrations.
Angry Venezuelans claim that President Maduro is ruining the country. But many have no time to march because they have to stand in line at state-run supermarkets in the hopes of buying scarce items like milk and chicken, says Barrios. There's also a fear factor. More than 40 people were killed during anti-government protests in 2014.
So, you know, people are just scared of going to the streets because they're afraid of, you know, I could get shot for, you know, just waving a flag.
But in the battle over who should rule Venezuela, massive demonstrations are vital. By taking over the streets, the opposition hopes to pressure electoral authorities into holding a recall election before the end of this year. Then, if Maduro loses, new presidential elections would be held and the opposition could take power. But Maduro claims the opposition, in cahoots with Washington, is illegally conspiring against him.
Un estado de excepción y de emergencia económica. Constitucional para proteger nuestra patria. Aquí está.
He responded by declaring a 60-day state of emergency. That could make it harder for people to protest against his government. What's more, the National Electoral Council is controlled by Maduro allies. Critics say they are trying to delay the recall until next year because, under that scenario, Maduro's handpicked vice president would finish his term, which ends in 2019. At first, electoral authorities wouldn't even turn over the paperwork that the opposition needed to begin the recall process. They relented only after protesters chained themselves to the entrance of the Electoral Council office. Now, opposition politicians like Congressman Rafael Ramirez are going house to house to line up people for the next step in the recall process. For the recall to go forward, they will need to gather about 4 million signatures. But the Maduro administration is also targeting the signature drive, say opposition supporters. Arnoldo Bravo works for the government as a malaria control specialist. He and other public employees have been told that if they sign the recall petition, they will be fired. As for the march that started at the subway station, it was met by anti-riot police. Amid clouds of tear gas and pepper spray, the protests fizzled out. For NPR News, I'm John Otis, Caracas, Venezuela.